As you were listening to the first half of the program, I'm speaking with Professor Akbar Mahdi, who teaches at Wesleyan University, Ohio, and he's an expert on the Middle East issues, and we are talking about different views of two candidates when it comes to Middle East. And obviously, if you have been listening or watching the debate, also there, the discussion goes around Iraq and who said what and who did what. Professor Mahdi spoke about most of the Middle East. Now we are basically back to the neighbor of Iraq, Iran. And as you probably have heard, there are issues with nuclear energy in Iran. And the question is how these two candidates would deal with it. Dr. Mahdi, what do you see as a difference between these two approach to the issue of nuclear energy and also how they approach Iran in the next 4 years?
Ideally, the Bush administration really likes to, at least the people who are currently dominant voice in the Bush administration, particularly the neocons or the Pentagon people, Rumsfeld, also at Pearl is himself out, but Bill John Bolton and so on. These people really ideally like to change the regime in Iran. Changing the regime for them, it's along the line of the same idea of the greater Middle East, where they would basically get rid of Islamic Republic, a regime which is basically anti-Israeli, and has been anti-American from the very beginning, and has continued to also support Islamic radicalism around the world, and has obviously been a big trouble for Israel and in terms of supporting the Hamas, whether materially or non-materially, that's not debated. But after all, at least that's how Israel perceives it. So they wish to change the regime. However, their quagmire in Iraq has now changed the formula. So the administration now has unwillingly come to the reality that they cannot go for regime change. They do hold it up there as a stick. And at the same time, they are willing to, by showing up the stick, they also are giving the regime a sense of a carrot in the sense that if you come out clean, if you do get rid of your nuclear developments and give up that idea, we will not change the regime. I mean, that's the strategy that so far is going, and particularly for this administration talking both sides of their mouth, you hear Rumsfeld and you see the people who are basically John Bolton and so on, they speak in that harsh tone that the regime should do this and do that and we will use all of means and so on. And then you see Colin Powell, who is the soft side of this approach, basically argues that the regime, we are not after changing the regime, and we are willing to obviously talk to the regime, but the regime should give up its nuclear weapons and development and so on. So this is, I see basically the Bush administration will continue this line. The Bush administration, if gets reelected, my belief is that it will also do something else, and that is it will really tighten the screws on Iran. It will not land American soldiers in Iran. The invasion of Iran is out of the question as far as the U.S. is concerned. Tactical or surgical attack on nuclear facilities in Iran remains a possibility for both the United States and Israel. In fact, I believe if Israel, even if the United States doesn't do it, and if the Israelis aren't happy with the developments and what happens between the Iran and the United States, it is very likely that they may themselves take this upon themselves and go ahead and do it. Even if administration would be unhappy about it, I think they will do it if they feel that this is the case and so on. But all that depends on the kind of development is taking place. Now, on the other hand, there is the Iran itself. Iran apparently has also been using this strategy of developing nuclear facilities and so on as a way of trying to assert its independence, assert its potency in the Middle East, and dominance as a dominant force to be taken seriously. What Iran has in its sleeve is really a big question. There is no doubt that there are nuclear facilities and nuclear developments taking place. There are all kinds of research going on. So far, there is no evidence that Iran has really literally gone to the stage of producing anything of a weapon type. And my feeling, very frankly, is that Iran actually is setting itself up for pushing the United States, setting the stage for a negotiation with the United States from a point of strength. All these years, United States has frozen Iranian assets, has basically been willing not to give in anything to Iran in terms of opening the relationship. If there has been desire on the part of the two parties to open up the relationship and reconstruct that relationship that got deteriorated after the revolution. But Iran now would come into the negotiating table with something that if it gives up something, the United States then has to give the Iran something in return. And that is the proposal, by the way, that basically Kerry people have talked about. Brzezinski's commission has come about. They are talking about this grand bargain and so on. Obviously, there are different ideas being floating around, but the point is that it seems to me that both of these scenarios leave Iran in a stronger position, whether on a Kerry arrangement or Bush arrangement. Either way, the Islamic Republic actually is getting a adding the pluses on its side in terms of negotiation in this deal. Now, what will happen or what will not, of course, we will have to see what kind of development will come. No one can predict it 100%. But my feeling is that in the long run, Kerry administration would be more prone to engage Iran into some kind of a bargain, and Iran would probably more than likely will go ahead with that bargain. We can get to the specifics of it. Bush administration will continue to use the carrot-to-stick approach, ready for the bargain, but not giving in anything in or giving the impression that, you know, basically they're using the threat and so on. Bush will also, I think this is something that I think Bush administration will do, definitely from my perspective, and they probably have started some of that and have been doing it anyway, generating stability in Iran, pour money into the various groups who could generate some form of instability within Iranian territory, by funding various kind of opposition. You know that Mujahideen has already come under their control, and they have already changed their status to a refugee, and therefore basically ruling out the chance that Iran will have access to them. And there are people like Patrick Clausen and the like who actually have advocated that we have to use Mujahideen, we should use Mujahideen as a kind of a military force to put pressure on the Islamic Republic, and I have no doubt they will do that in due course of time if the opportunity comes for them and it will benefit them. So
let me ask, we talked basically from this side of this side going into Middle East. Do you see any difference as far as the public opinion in the Middle East toward America? Obviously, during the past few years, this has changed a lot. But is there any difference that can be identified as far as how people would see George W. Bush comparing to Senator Kerry?
Well, from all the things that we are reading and all the media reports that we have, editorials we are reading, public opinion polls that has emerged, basically everybody in the Middle East, and by that token it's not just Middle East, I would say that we get the same perception from Latin America as well as Europe, strongly, everybody desires Bush out. So the only place that Bush is really loved and liked and more than likely supported is the United States, and so all those countries that literally have seen Bush and his policy detrimental to the continent, to their countries, and so most of those countries literally want Bush out, no doubt about it. Even in places where, such as Kuwait, interestingly enough. Kuwait, the elite might have had a very good relationship with Bush, but you will see that public opinion issues have come out, and I have read various kind of indication there, or editorial and report, Basically, even the public there in Kuwait thinks that Bush should go out, and partly because most of it has to do with the anti-Muslim attitude that has been expressed, or at least is perceived to be the policies of the United States, the civil rights issues in the United States for Muslim, the restrictions and various kinds of difficulties posed for the immigration of the Middle Easterner or Middle Eastern immigrant coming and going and traveling around the world, and the public image of the Muslims as a terrorist, which the administration continually works on or plays on. And all of that has literally turned all of the Muslim world, in particular the Middle Eastern Arab Muslim world, more than even non-Arab. Of course, Turkey is, and Iran is a kind of a, quite a difference as a non-Arab Middle East. They are very negative, and they would like to see that actually Bush go, even though they may not be excited about Kerry or do not want pretty much the whole attitude of anybody but Bush exists there.
Yes, and within United States, I have a report from Zogby Poll about the Arab American attitude toward the two candidates, and it says about 54% of Arab Americans are favoring Senator Kerry, and about 32% are favoring George Bush. And the Arab American in the U.S. Have been really significantly impacted by all these policies, immigration policies, and the security issues, especially with immigrants coming and going, and the relatives traveling, and all of that has impacted them more than anybody else, being picked up from airplanes for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
What was your opinion on that?
Well, I don't know what poll the date of the poll that you saw. I saw actually a report 2 days ago. It was from the same Zogby's, which basically have again polled Arab Americans, and basically was over 78 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And the Republican side was somewhere around 12 something percent. That the numbers have changed dramatically. Of course, you remember that the Arab American predominantly voted for Bush in 2000, and
yeah.
This is quite a change. And what is interesting, this is very interesting, that before the number of Arab American who identified themselves as Republican in 2000 was over 40-something, and that number has gone way, way down now this time. That means that even it has had influence in terms of the party affiliation or declaring themselves their kind of political inclination. So there is no doubt that in this election it has become very, very clear that Bush and the vote for Bush last time was a mistake. There were two assumptions that the Arab American or Muslim American made last time when they voted for Bush. One was that his father was the first American president who kind of stood up against Israel when it held up the free interest-free loans that usually the United States gives to the Israel, and they basically stood up. He stood up and said that I will hold this money, and actually they held the money. He held the money for a while till they stopped the settlement for at the time. And that was one idea, and they thought, okay, well, Bush comes in, and therefore he will automatically will favor. And part of this assumption was also based on the premise that Bush family is an oil person and comes from an oil family, and they're connected with the oil and Middle East, and therefore they will be protecting the Muslim Arab oil countries and so on. And he has, of course, as 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11 had shown to us, he has very extensive, Bush administration has had very extensive connection and family ties to the Saudis. Now, the second assumption that at the time they made had to do with this civil rights issues of the Arab American. At the time, the whole idea was that people could be held arrested, and there would be a witness situation where basically people can be held as a witness without any do process. And Arab Americans were literally scared of this kind of strategy that the administration was developing, and therefore Bush came out and said that this is wrong, you shouldn't do that, and so on. Of course, lo and behold, September 11 happens, and after September 11, Patriot Act comes into play, and with the Patriot Act, actually, worse than that takes place. And of course, Bush administration has pushed for the stronger measures of arresting anyone under suspicion and keeping as material witness for basically without any kind of notice, without even any clue as where they are, who they who took them, and even letting their family know anything.
Right.
So I think what's going to see is that this time we are going to see a strong Arab American vote for Kerry. However, there are other minorities and other smaller groups or minority groups, in whether religious minorities and so on, that who will be very active in this election. I think one of the strengths of the Bush campaign is the evangelical community, which are strongly mobilized on the basically cultural issues. The issue of the gay marriage has been literally taken in there. And there are people there who literally are opposed to the president's policy in Iraq, but on the cultural issue, they say we are not going to elect a president or a person who might do something which is against the wishes of God.
I mean, the social conservatism, I guess, would probably bring some of the Arab American, Muslim American to the Republican side, or that's what it did in the last election. But this time, it appears that now things are more important to them.
Exactly.
Are basically the kind of integrity and dignity of Muslim Americans.
That's right. Another group that actually is very interesting, I just was reading a report, is the fundamentalist, or what I call conservative, very radical Jewish American. There is about a quarter of a million Israeli American or American Israelis who have the double citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading the report that actually in Israel now, in many of the synagogues, they are putting sign up, if you are American, you need to go ahead and register. And definitely this time you have to vote. It's a religious duty that to vote. Of course, many of these people will be voting for President Bush, obviously.
Yeah.
And that is a sizable factor. Now, the only aspect of it one has to understand is that if they are residents of New York and California, at least, these are the states that more than likely their vote would not make a difference. But there are one area that their vote can make a big difference, particularly where there is a large segment of the Jewish population in Florida. And a large number of this population also is basically retired and moving between Florida and Israel back and forth, and they have houses here and there and so on. They could make a difference in one of those states where basically everything up for grab, and a few votes could make a difference.
Well, I was speaking with Professor Akbar Mahdi, who is a sociologist at University of Wesleyan, Ohio. It was a pleasure talking to you, Akbar, one more time, and hopefully we can invite you in another program, maybe after election, and have a more in-depth analysis of what's going on. I appreciate you accepting this invitation in a short notice.